Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, we talked during a press conference and at the coach's show on Wednesday night about kind of flushing games where you lose, where you don't play as well as you want to. You better at flushing a game now than you were, say, 20 years ago?
No, I think I've always been, I think I've always been pretty good about it. You move on, and I think I moved on even in the earlier years, and I do now. It's unproductive. It just is. And you move on, but also it's in the back of your mind, too, Schultz. You don't totally ever, these losses stick with you for a while, you know, unless you're playing really good hockey. And then obviously it's a lot easier to flush them quicker, when you're playing good hockey. But if you're a little bit inconsistent in your game, no, it's in the back of your mind. But you do have to move on, and you have to make sure you address it with your team. And you move on, and your team can't, your team can't worry about it either. They got to try to move on. But again, like we talked about, Schultz, it is in the back of your mind when you're not playing great is all I'm getting at. You know, it just is. But, once you drop the puck, all your energy is towards that particular game.
On the flip side, do you cherish wins more now than you did back then? Just because it's, how hard it is to win?
Well, I mean, no, winning sometimes is a relief here, but it's a competitive sport that we play. Coaching's a tough gig. It's a tough profession. And being a player is a tough gig. I mean, it's a long season college hockey. So, wins are great, but boy, Monday comes quick. Monday comes quick, and you have to obviously, you got to refocus, and you got to worry about that particular week, and you got to, be prepared for the team that you're playing that particular week. There's just a lot of moving parts to this stuff. So you might enjoy them for, you enjoy a win that night, but the next day it's back to reality. That's how it's always been with me. I can't speak for everybody else, but that's what it's been with me. It's nice that night, but boy, the next day it's back to the next game on Saturday. And if it's Sunday, you had a day to watch football, and it's back to the team you're playing the following week. And it's just on Monday. It's just the way it is. You're back to work.
Owen Sillinger scored just less than a minute into the game on Saturday. It was really late in that shift. I was hoping he wasn't going to dump the puck in. When you get a first minute, first shot of the game type goal, how much more does the emotion, the energy rise on that bench?
Well, it's scoring the first goal anytime, but boy, immediately, like a minute into the game, it's good energy. It's good energy on the bench, and from a coaching standpoint too, it's just nice playing with that lead, and you just feel that you're dialed in at that particular time when something happens early too.
On to Lake States. Last time you played them, they were missing a handful of guys due to COVID protocols. Also, over the break, they've added another player to their roster. Jared Westcott transferred from Penn State. When you got a transfer coming in at midterm or coming in, he hasn't played up until now. Do you watch film of him at Penn State to get a feel for him?
No.
Or do you?
No.
I mean, or have you seen everybody in junior hockey?
Yeah,
where you kind of know what everybody does.
Well, I don't know. We're not, Schultz, we don't really sit there and grab. If you think we're looking at 20 individual players for at Lake Superior State, we don't do that. Everything is from a team standpoint. And then there's individual players who stand out. And those guys, obviously, again, they do stand out. So then you address that. But we're not hitting 20 players at all, and they're not hitting 20 players for us either. It's special teams. A lot of it's team tactical stuff. That's what you're really you're geared for. Then on special teams, there's no question. There's certain guys who are featured on the power play. The power play goes through certain players, and then you got to make sure you address that with your team, and you got to key on those particular guys. But it's not like you're keen on players all the time. You're not.
More with Coach Cerruti when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Tom, you're moving Alexander Lundman up to that second line right now with Ethan Somoza and Ross Armour. What are you hoping to get out of that line?
Well, Alexander's, the last couple games he's played, he's created a scoring chance or two. He's figuring out college hockey right now. He's playing a lot harder. He's playing with tempo. We like what we see in practice right now. We want to give him an opportunity.
I know you don't put a ton of stock into plus minus as a stat, and I haven't quite honestly looked at it because early in the season it doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot anyway. But I noticed today Ethan Somoza minus 16. The stat just jumped off the page to me. Is that a byproduct of how much time he's on the ice and who he's playing against?
You know what, Schultzy? It's funny you said that. I looked at that last week. I'm just going, what's going on there? Because nothing stands out to me is what I'm getting at. And it's, you know, it's kind of a mind-boggling stat. Like, I almost wonder if the statistic is righty when I looked at that. So, no, it's just, it is what it is. And, again, certain guys as plus minus can punch you right in the nose. You just say, what the heck? There's another breakdown. There's another mistake, another breakdown. You don't see that with Ethan. So, no, it's just it's an interesting stat, you know, that's for sure. And it doesn't really correlate to my thought process.
Earlier today, BSU Athletics Director Tracy Dill announced he's going to retire come January or July 1st. He's been here 9 years. It's been nine pretty productive years, hasn't it?
Oh, Tracy's going to be missed immensely. He's a great athletic director. He was a coach. He's a great administrator. He understands, schools, obviously, like ours with Division I hockey, Division II sports. Obviously, Minsku. He knows how complicated the Minsku system is. There's just a lot of moving parts to being an athletic director and being an athletic director at, you know, in our conferences and in our state and at our school. And Tracy was really good. He was a great administrator. Going to be missed. I wish he wasn't retiring. I told him I wish he was going one more year. I've been telling him that for a couple months right now, and we knew it was going to be this year or next year. But he made the decision to go this year, and he almost went last year, but I think because of COVID, he felt that he just wanted to make sure that he put in one more year. But no, he's going to be missed, and we'll hire a good administrator. There's no question.
How much were the athletic directors of the CCHA schools involved in the creation of the league and the building it from the ground up, and how much were the coaches involved?
I think we all were. We all knew what was going on, these decisions are basically their administrative decisions, and coaches can get involved, but the bottom line is it's all about the presidents and it's all about the athletic